I'm Gary Lee, and here we go. It is week seven of high school football and week seven of the Coaches Show on the Mountain of Rock Q94. And with me to kick it off is head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Joel White. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Gary.
Well, we've got, there's lots of stuff that's out and about. Of course, district standings, conference standings, all that. As far as the districts go right now, you guys are, you're sitting in still pretty good shape.
Well, we're sitting at two, and, that's kind of, there's really no way to jump past Bolivar. And even if we do, that would flip because they beat us.
Yeah.
So, it's either a two or below for us right now. But hopefully we stay at that two seed.
Can maintain. Well, last week you played up in class. You got the bonus points and that. But the game started out, I think, I get probably about as scripted as you could have asked it to, right?
Yeah, we had a really good start. We scored on the second play of the game, actually. Isaiah hit Briggs on a 79-yard touchdown pass, right over the middle on a quick slant, and Briggs outran everybody. And so we're off to a great start. And then, Kickapoo answers. Well, then we score again on another play-action pass to Briggs. And so, yeah, we're great start, but
now offensively though, as the calling the plays, when you bam bam that with one player, don't you kind of get a little bit of a warm fuzzy feeling inside? Like, okay, defensively they're gonna have to adjust because what they're doing is not working, and then that kind of opens your playbook up a little more, doesn't it?
Oh sure, yeah, and I don't think it was so much of them adjusting. They stayed in kind of their base look there, and Isaiah just made a couple great throws, and Briggs ran a couple great routes, and it was just good execution. Had good protection, good execution, and then the story of the game, or the half for sure, but really to me is the turning point for the game is, we're up 27-14, second quarter, and before you could go to the bathroom and get back and get settled back in, we had three turnovers on three straight possessions, and we left our defense with a short field, and Kickapoo turned those into 21 points. So, you go up. Or you at one point, you're feeling pretty good, up 27-14, and next thing we know, we're down 35-27 going into half. I mean, it's still a great ball game, but Kickapoo's got the ball coming out. But the turnovers, we'd got a couple first downs. We were moving the ball on the first two, and then we just coughed it up.
Well, and it's. We talk about it all the time. It's hard to win a game when you just having mistakes, and that turnovers are just, boy, I tell you what, they're nails in a coffin, penalties and all that. It's so hard to, especially against a good team like Kickapoo, it's almost like, okay, let's start the game. You guys are up 21-0. Let's go. Man, that's hard. Now, that's water under the bridge. How was this week's practice? And it, were you seeing focus in the eyes? Were you seeing, even more commitment now to being perfect?
Yeah, it was a good week of practice. We were out there in the rain for 3 hours Wednesday, but we still had a good day's work, and Tuesday and yesterday were good practices, so their attitudes have been good, and they've taken it upon themselves to get better and learn from their mistakes and move on.
Well, tonight it's the Lebanon Yellow Jackets, and they're sitting atop of the conference. They're state ranked. You know, they run the flex bone. Defensively, quarterback's got to be tackled every play. You know, I mean, this is a big deal for the defensive players to step up, not worry about what's happening on behind them or beside them. This is where you got to do your job.
Yeah, more so than ever this week. I mean, if one guy's not, then
boom.
You know, the dive back's going to pop you. The quarterback's going to keep it. Or, you know, he's so good and his reads are so precise, he's going to pitch it. It's his triple option at its best. He's a second year starter, the quarterback. He's a tough kid. Also plays some outside linebacker. And then on top of that, they throw it just enough to keep you honest. But it all starts with him being the trigger man, and then their fullback, the Glenn Denning kid, is one of the best two-way players. He's just as good on defense as he is on offense, and he's the fullback, and he's a tough kid, hard runner, and then on defense as their inside linebacker, he's just a playmaker. He's just a heck of a football player.
And this is also a game where every possession is, you know, it's not like playing some teams that are, you know, they're going to air it out. And this is a game where, man, each possession, you need to score because you may only get four possessions in the first half.
Yeah, they're going to keep the ball on the ground. They're going to chew up clock. And they're tough to stop. It's tough getting them off the field, and so you've got to make every possession you get offensively count.
And, of course, it's at Lebanon, and that's just a lovely bus ride.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're coming off a couple of weeks ago our Camdenton trip, and so this was the year of the schedule where they're all the
– Highway 5.
All the away games are good traveling distances.
Well, here it is, week 7, and, it's dwindling. Home games, you've got one more home game?
Yeah, senior night next week against Parkview.
So that's a big deal, honoring and recognizing seniors on the football team, usually the band and the cheerleaders as well. But, it's the biggest picture right now, of course, is tonight's game. But that district, and it's so important to keep where you're at, because home games and anything can happen to Bolivar. I think you would agree too, that would be a great rematch, and I think it would be a different outcome.
Well, they've got a good team. I think people, and probably our team included, overlooked them a little bit. They had 15, 16 starters back. So, they've got a lot of experience. The more tape you watch on them as you're playing upcoming opponents that Bolivar had to play, their quarterback's a playmaker. They fly around on defense. They do a good job mixing up the run and pass. They stay balanced. So, they're a good team. And we've kind of said after that loss, well, hopefully we get to see them again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to be – they're a team that you can kind of bank on every year, up or down. They're going to be physical. They're going to be right there in the mix. Hey, Coach Joel Wyatt, head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, and tonight it's a road game at Lebanon. The game will air on KDY 102.5 and live video streamed at OzarkRadioNews.com. Coach, we appreciate you coming by, and we'll catch you next week.
All right. Thank you, Gary.